tuning in to Art and Business and Murals, a podcast about running a small creative business with interviews, artist stories, and industry tips. I hope this podcast keeps you company on what can sometimes feel like a solo journey. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Art and Business and Murals podcast. This is episode number 24. Today, I am talking about productivity tips. Now, originally, this started out as 10 productivity tips, and then I got very carried away, and now it's turned into 15 productivity tips. Now, these are just different ideas that I use so that I can be more productive during my work time. Now, I'm really fortunate that I do work full time in my own business. So I generally have, you know, a 9 to 5 each day of the week that I can get work done. But we all know how easily time can slip away and how quickly the days go. And sometimes I turn around and look at my day and think, I don't think I actually got anything on my to-do list done. So when I know that's happening, I know that I'm probably a little bit run down and burnt out. And that's when I turn to some of these productivity tips to help me essentially reach my goals and earn a living and get projects done and out the door. So I thought I would share them with you now. Now, I do have to mention before I go ahead, there is a podcast episode. It's number 10 and it's called Time Management for Artists. It's very much well connected to this episode. So you might see some crossover tips between the two, but the time management episode is very, very detailed. So if you enjoy this episode, I strongly suggest you check out episode number 10. So the first tip that I have is time blocking. I talk about time blocking a lot because I use it almost on a daily basis, and I use it when I can feel a lot of overwhelm when I look at my to-do list. So I look at this list and it's like 30 things long and it feels like all of them need to be done this week, and I just have no idea how I'm going to get all this work done in the short amount of time that I have. So what I do is I sit down and I use post-it notes. You may have a diary, or you may, you know, have a whiteboard, or you might have somewhere else where you want to write this, but I'll sit down with post-it notes, and on each post-it note, I'll write Monday, and then I'll write out the times and what I need to do. And I'll actually time block, you know, from 9 till 10 is when I'll be doing admin work, which will be sending out the quotes, replying to emails. And then from 10 till 11, I'll be recording 2 podcast episodes. And then from 11 till here, and I will time block and I will put all of my to-do lists into the different time sections for the whole week. So I'll have Monday through to Friday, and I will section out where each of these projects can go within the week. And as soon as I do that, and as soon as I move all my to-do list into my times, I can just feel this giant weight lift off my shoulders, because I go, okay, I don't need to worry about, you know, creating this concept for this mural, because I know that I've scheduled 8 hours to do it on Wednesday. And I don't need to worry about, you know, time to collect the paint for this other project, because I know that I'm going to be out near the paint shop on Friday morning when I have a meeting with this client. So I know I'm going to pick up the paint then. So once everything has its place, it takes a lot of the stress off and a lot of that churn where I feel overwhelmed. And it's really hard to be productive when you're in that overwhelmed state. So at the beginning of each week, I sit down and I time block and make sure that I can fit everything in. And obviously things pop up, people call, meetings happen, people show up at the studio. Sometimes you got to do school pickup early, or something happens. There's always something that comes in and eats away at your time, but then you can kind of shift your projects onto hopefully some spare time you have at the end of the week. So that's tip number one, time blocking. Tip number two, get rid of distractions. Oh my goodness, everything is a distraction. If I have craft projects out, like little projects that I'm playing with, if I just like pull them out and sit them on top of benches in the studio, I get distracted by them. So I'll be like on my way to do the painting for the client and I'll see the craft project and I'll be like, ooh, let me just play with this. And I get distracted. So put away your craft projects. You don't need them out during the week. You can work on them on the weekends or at nighttime. Other distractions, and I know you all know these, phone. put your phone on silent or even put it into do not disturb mode or work mode so that people can't call through or text you, particularly if you're working on a project where you need your entire brain to be focused on that project, such as working on an artwork and you wanting to get into the flow and you need to get the artwork done today. Turn your phone off. Don't even worry about it. Or if you do put it on to do not disturb and you're worried, oh, what if the kids' school calls, you can program your phone so that any calls from the school can still get through. Phone, silent. Email, turn it off. Turn off your email notifications so it doesn't ping every time you get an email, or you could shut it down. Shut down your whole laptop. Don't even have it turned on and just say to yourself, I'm not turning this laptop on until I have finished this project. Another issue I have with the distractions is I either have people coming to the studio or even to the house. So, for example, I was just recording a podcast before and the next door neighbor's kid came over because it's school holidays and he knocked on the door for 10 minutes straight. That's a distraction. I had to stop the podcast, and that means extra editing. So if this happens to you, you could potentially put a sign on your door that says do not disturb recording or do not disturb painting. Often when I'm down at the studio, I will put a sign on the door. If I have a meeting on Zoom that's really important and it's being recorded, I'll put a sign on there so that anyone that comes by knows not to bother me for the time being. So get rid of your distractions if you can. That's tip number two. Tip number three is to, when you're doing your time blocking, minimize the amount of work that you're getting done. So if you want quality work to be done and you only have a certain amount of time, pick, say, three projects that you want to do, or at least, you know, one project that you want to chip away at. Maybe it's a massive project that's going to take you 60 hours. You know, devote 2 hours to it and just slowly chip away at that project. And then maybe another project where, you know, maybe you just need to call the auto electrician and get quotes. And then maybe your next project could be sending out quotes for these three projects. So don't overwhelm yourself with your to-do list for the day. I know that I started out writing on post-it notes. And when I said to myself, you're only going to get the tasks done that you can fit on this post-it note, what I started doing is writing in a very, very small font. And it was kind of counterintuitive because not only could I barely read it, but there were way too many projects on per day. And I was finding that quite overwhelming. And when I get overwhelmed, I don't get anything done. So choose no more than three things to do. And a great example of this is during the school holidays, when parenting is a priority over work, I generally work half days, so I have a lot less time to get essentially the same amount of work done. So I really prioritize those three items that need to get done. And from those priorities, from the three tasks to get done that day, and this is tip number four, I then prioritize. So I say, okay, this task needs to be done. It cannot, the deadline is today. It has to be done. So I put a one next to it. And then the other tasks, I then prioritize them and I just work through my tasks list. And surprisingly, I work extremely quickly during the school holidays because I know I've got such a limited amount of time. I feel like when I've got a whole day to do these three tasks, I kind of stretch them out and you use the amount of time that you're working with. So that's where time blocking comes in handy as well. So tip number five, organize your week. On Sundays, I sit down with my husband and we sit down with our diaries and we plan the week. And it's not just work, but it's also family, school pickups and drop-offs and sporting. And my husband sometimes works nights and runs fire circles and goes out with his mates. And then on the weekends, I might be down here running a workshop or over there painting a mural, or I might have a 12-hour day here painting a mural and all this kind of stuff. So we sit down and we look at the week ahead and we figure out who's cooking on what days, who's doing pickups, who's doing drugs, all that kind of stuff. Once we've figured that out, I can then start to time block my week. So being organized and knowing where I need to be, particularly with family obligations, home obligations, friend obligations, fitness, knowing where I need to be, it tells me how much time I have to work with during the week. So that's organize your week. Now, we probably spend Oh, I probably spend an hour on Sundays organizing my week, and that includes that organization with my husband. Then it includes the time blocking, particularly if I'm feeling overwhelmed and short for time during the week. And then I also organize my meal prep. So I prep all my lunches and breakfast for the week and just put them in the fridge so I don't have to think about them. And then if I'm super, super, super organized, which is pretty rare, then I'll organize my clothes so I don't have to think about my clothes when I wake up in the morning. And I just stack all my clothes for the week and I just grab Monday's clothes off the top and get dressed. And it's one less thing to think about. But that's only when I'm like insanely organized, which is a bit rare. So that's number five, organize your week. The next one, number six, is eat the frog. Now, this might look different for different people. So eat the frog is when you get rid of the most urgent and generally not the most fun project first thing in the morning. So you eat the frog, get it out of the way and done with, and then you can kind of enjoy the rest of the day. Now, for me, a lot of the projects that I consider the things that I have to just get done and over with in the morning are generally admin, whether it's like finishing off a grant writing project or an EOI or quotes or some of these really, really boring admin projects. But for me, if I want to get creativity into my day, that needs to happen first thing before I get on the computer. Because what happens as soon as I open up my computer, I get sucked in with emails and scheduling and quotes, and when I open up my emails, I action the emails as soon as I possibly can. And next thing I know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've run out of energy. I don't feel any creative energy, so I don't end up touching my creative project. So for me, I get to the studio, get my creative work done for a couple of hours, and then I eat the frog. So once I open up my computer, that's when I get that project done first, get it out of the way. And then from, say, lunchtime onwards, I can then either go back to my creative project or work on some other projects that are a little, less time consuming or deadline based. So that's number six, eat the frog. Number seven, balance the projects. Now, this one could just be a me thing or it could be an everyone thing. It might be an everyone thing, but for me, if I have a week full of admin where it's all the boring things that I've mentioned about admin, and every day I go in and it's content creation, admin, all on computer, by the end of the week, I am completely fried and I'm cranky and I'm not a happy person because I've been lacking in balance. I've not worked into my week a lot of creativity. I need to touch paint every week and not necessarily for client projects. I need to paint for me. I also need to work in playful projects. A lot of these I consider a hobby, so they're not necessarily worked into my 9 to 5 day. But these could be craft projects that I'm working on the weekend, or jigsaw puzzles, or cross stitch designs that I've created and I just want to play with, or I've started designing like a Lego artwork with just like Lego pieces and just things to play with. I need play in there. So I need to balance some of that every single week into my week. So creativity, play, rest. If I'm not getting enough rest, and that includes lunch breaks, it includes exercise, and it includes good sleep. So I need to make sure that I've got rest in there. I also need space for thinking. Now, I don't think that every profession needs a huge amount of thinking, but I think for creatives, we do. A lot of us, before we create an artwork, need to kind of think through it a little bit, or at least a concept that we're, that's percolating in our brain. So we need that thinking time. For me, a lot of that thinking time is when I drive. So I do a lot of work in Brisbane, which is about an hour and a half drive from where I live. So I get to think when I'm in the car, and I need that as part of my week. And then obviously we have to do boring admin, which is normally most of my week. So for me, I need to balance in all these different areas for me to have a productive week, because if I'm doing admin all week, I can feel by Thursday or Friday, I'm just a slug. I'm very slowly getting through the projects, and it's almost like a miniature tantrum where I'm just cranky and don't want to do them anymore because I've burnt myself out with admin projects. So finding that balance within your daily life So that's number seven. Number eight, automation. So it always makes you a lot more productive when you don't actually have to do the thing. That's a great productivity tip there. Automating as much as you possibly can in your business. So an example of this is Instagram has an automation where people can send you a message and you have an automatic message reply to them. So if someone sends you a message about commission, you have an automatic reply set up where you could potentially give them your commission price list and your turnaround time and the next steps. So if you're sending that out to any, or that's automatically sent out to anyone inquiring about a commission through social media, that's one less message that you need to be sending, you know, multiple times a day. And that's going to save you, what, half an hour? Might take half an hour to set up, but then that's forever until you change it. You could also set up email automations or potential sales funnels. So for example, if someone adds themselves to your mailing list, you have an automatic email that sends to them that shows them, you know, different artworks you have for sale or any workshops you have coming up or, you know, any bits of information. So you're giving this information to people that have genuinely signed up and want to know more about you. So that's an automation that you could set up. You could also prep a price list. So one thing I know a lot of artists struggle with is pricing their works. And when people inquire, having that conversation around, oh, well, the price of this is, whereas if you set up a price list that says, okay, my 1x1 meter works cost this much, my 60x60 meter works cost this much, centimeter works, not meter works, that's a big work. And then these size cost this much. And so if you have this price list already designed up and ready to go, you could potentially send a link to that in your automation that you've set up on Instagram with your replies, or it could already be sent up into your email funnel system, or it could be as simple as soon as someone says, oh, how much is this artwork? You have a pre-typed up reply set ready to go with a link to that price list. And it's just a matter of copy and paste reply. So you're saving yourself from writing individual emails every time someone asks you about a price. And it could be the same thing for artwork purchases, making it as simple and easy and automated as possible with potentially an online store, whether you're with an online gallery or you've got your own website. So people can purchase your artwork without having to ask you a million questions on Instagram and go through collecting money and then shipping details. And like, that takes up so much of your time. And you could also set up forms on your website as well. So for example, if you do commissions or you do murals or you you offer workshops for parties, then you could have a form on your website that collects all the information that you need to know before you give a quote. So that's, again, less emails, less communication that you have to do, and you get all this information first. You can send out the quote and the whole process is expedited because you've already collected that information. So yes, it would take a bit to set up these types of automations, but once they're set up, they're running and they're working and it's saving you time. So that's eight automations. Number nine, taking a break and eating and drinking. Now, this is one thing that I'm terrible at, is taking a break, because I get so in the flow with some of the projects that I'm working on that I forget that I haven't had lunch, and I forget that I haven't had anything to drink, which is not a healthy habit. And sometimes I can feel myself by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm just not moving at a normal pace, and I feel sluggish. My brain's just kind of all over the shop. And then I stop and I go, oh, I haven't had lunch. I haven't had a break. I've been staring at the screen the whole time, or I've been painting the whole time, or I've been doing this mural the whole time. And then I go, oh, I might feel better after I eat something. And I stop for half an hour, eat my lunch, have something to drink, and I feel refreshed and ready to go and a hell of a lot more productive than I was as I was eking my way to 2 o'clock. So my tip is, take a break, eat something healthy, and drink something healthy. Number 10, I think this is really important, to acknowledge that sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes picking up a paintbrush and painting a canvas is really hard work. And I think it's so important to acknowledge that. I think if you're constantly pushing, and thinking, I'm an artist, everyone wants to be an artist, it's such a great job, I'm so lucky to have it, just keep painting. But the inside of you is like, oh, I don't want to paint anymore, it's too hard. I think it's so important to acknowledge, yes, it is really hard to keep painting and keep moving forward and keep creating and keep having an output, and it can be a lot. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that is really hard to do. And some days it might be like trying to get yourself to the gym. You know, I don't know many people that are like, woo, gym, let's go, I'm pumped. I think the majority of people are like, oh, gym, I don't want to go. And this is what I do. I go, Sarah, you don't have to go to gym. Just put your gym gear on and put your shoes on, see how you feel. So I put my shoes on, I put my gym gear on, and I sit there and I go, oh, I don't want to go to gym. My gym gear's on. Okay, Sarah, just get in the car and drive to the gym and then just see how you feel. You don't have to go to gym. And so I go, okay, I can do that. So I get in the car and I drive to gym and I'm sitting outside and I'm like, oh, I'm here. I don't want to go to gym. Oh, just, okay, Sarah, just get into the gym, line up for your class, and just, you don't have to go. If you get in there and you're like, don't want to do it, you can go. So I get myself into the gym and I get there and the class starts and I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. But the class has already started and I'm already involved. And I'm like, okay, Sarah, just do it for 10 minutes and then you can go. And I do it for 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, I'm loving this. This is the best thing ever. Gym is great. Gym is great. And you never regret a gym class except for the ones that you injure yourself in. But it's the same for art. It is hard. And some days it just feels like a bit of a slog. And some days you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to go, okay, just pick up the brush. Just pick up the brush and pour out a bit of paint and just spend 5 minutes and then you can stop. And you spend 5 minutes and some days you'll go, yep, 5 minutes, I'm done. And you put everything down, but you've done 5 minutes. And some days you'll paint for 5 minutes and you'll go, oh, I love it. Let's keep going. And that's like a gym experience. You're like, yeah, you don't regret a good painting session ever. And I don't think anyone really injures themselves painting. So you never regret a painting session. So that's my tip. Acknowledge that it is hard some days and just take that first little step. 5 minutes a day, that's all you've got to do. And sometimes that 5 minutes will turn into 2 hours and sometimes it won't, and that's okay. Tip number 11 for productivity is to listen to what you need. So this is going back and touching on the tip that I just spoke about. You need to really acknowledge that it is hard and sometimes you may be burning out and sometimes you may be full of creative energy and sometimes you might not want to touch admin because all you want to do is create, and use that energy and create. Don't force yourself to be doing all these grant writing and EOIs and all these admin tasks when all you want to do is create. Just create those times. Other times you might not have any bit of creativity in you and you're like, nope, just can't. And that might be one of the days where you do tackle all the emails and your content creation and the cleaning of the studio. That might be the day that you do it. So some days you might not want to get out of bed. You might not want to go to work. It might all be too hard, and that's okay. And sometimes you just need to listen to yourself. So you might have tried the, come on, let's just paint for 5 minutes. And as soon as that 5 minutes is up, you're like, nope, done. Listen to yourself. You're done. Sometimes you might need to rest, and that's okay too. We're really fortunate to be working in a space that a lot of us are extremely passionate about. So it's really hard to stop and rest. So when your body really needs that and your mind really needs that, you need to listen to it. Don't keep trying to push through because your productivity will be next to nothing. Trust me, I have been there many, many times. Also listen to yourself. You might need food. So as I mentioned before, getting sluggish in the afternoon, you may have forgotten to have lunch or you might need to have a snack. Listen to yourself. Same with creativity. If you're feeling that creative urge, go with it. Admin can wait until the next day. Number 12, accountability. Now, this is one of the main reasons why I started up the group coaching program online, is we're a community of people and I am here to hold you accountable. So understanding what goals and what you want to get done, particularly if you're just working a week or say 2 weeks. So for our group coaching sessions, they happen once a fortnight. So often at the end of the group coaching session, we'll talk about your week and how it went and how you're progressing. And then from that, we'll look at what you could potentially do between now and the next group coaching session, which is 2 weeks. And we go through each of the artists and look at what projects they can work on. And then I hold them accountable to that. And when we catch up again, I'm like, okay, well, you said that you were going to paint another small mural between now and then as a practice. How have you gone? And we follow up on that. So accountability can be a really great productivity booster, because you don't want to let the other people down. You want to keep moving forward. You don't want to be the one that's like, oh, I said I was going to do it, but I didn't. So finding an accountability buddy, whether it's a mentor, whether it's a group coaching program, whether it's a creative friend that also gets the industry, and then having them follow up on your either weekly, fortnightly, monthly goals. Number 13 for the productivity tips, and some of you might cringe, but for me, this works well, and I'm sure you would notice if you've been listening to this podcast, but avoid perfectionism. So for me, I am not a perfectionist at all. I'm the one that has an idea, scribbles it all together, pulls it all together, and puts it out there. And then once it's out there, that's when I start to refine it down and go, okay, well, this might need to be tweaked, and that might need to be changed, and that needs to happen here. And whoops, I made a huge mistake with that. Let's take that down off the internet. And so it's a matter of dropping the perfectionism. Nothing is going to be perfect. Just get it out there and then work on it. So with this podcast, for example, I do not have, you know, the fantastic mics that you need for it. I do not have the awesome editing skills that you would imagine you would need for a podcast. I do not even have a professional intro and outro. I just recorded that myself, and it will probably need to be changed at some point soon, but no one has complained about it yet. Just get it out there. And as it evolves, you will not only learn as well, but you can then start to shift it and start to make it into something that you are feeling more confident with. So avoid perfectionism. Close enough is good enough. I can feel some of you cringing, but trust me, get it out there. Number 14 is exercise. I know you were all waiting for me to say this. I always say exercise. Exercise is the answer to everything, to mental health, to productivity, to happiness, everything. I love exercise. Now, it doesn't have to be at the gym pushing 100 kilos or anything. It can be whatever exercise you like that works for you. So for example, I swim laps. And the reason why I love that so much is it's gentle on my body and I always feel good doing it and I don't get injured swimming. And when I'm in the pool, no one can call me. No one can ask me for a snack. No one can send me an email. No one can yell at me. I don't have to send any quotes. And all I do is I just get in the pool and I count my strokes, just count strokes one after the other. And that's it. And that's all that goes through my brain. So it gives my brain that rest so that I can then be more productive later on. Your exercise might be something fun, like pickleball, for example. Get in there. It's social. It energizes you. You're going to have so much more energy after you've exercised. The 5 a.m. Club, one of their tips is to exercise first thing in the morning. So not only gets it out of the way, it gets your blood flowing, gets the ideas flowing. So a lot of famous artists have a lot of ideas when they would go for walks. So exercise tip number 14. And the last tip, and the tip that I probably am not the greatest with out of all of them, and that is prepare your studio space. So I have a terrible habit of doing mural projects and just dumping everything in the studio and then running off for another project and dumping everything in the studio. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, all my big projects are done. I'm ready to paint. And I get into the studio and I can barely move in the studio, let alone find the space to paint a canvas. So my tip is to prepare your space. I just spent half of the weekend in the studio, which is not a great habit to have, being in the studio on the weekend, but I didn't take my computer. I just went there and tidied everything. So I put everything back in its place, played with all my plants, watered them all because half of them are dying, tidied up my desk space, made space down the painting end so that I've got artworks up on the wall ready for me to attack as soon as I get into the studio next, and everything is where it's meant to be. So I feel like I have the space and the time, and the distractions are out of the way so that as soon as I get to the studio, I can just paint. So prepare your studio space. Now, that space might just be a desk in the spare room or even your dining table, but getting that space ready, it could be a pencil case that you open up and it's got a little, you know, stand on there that you can do. Make sure that your pencils are sharp and ready to go, making sure there's no excuses, no reasons why you can't get stuck straight into your creative project, because it's so easy to get distracted with, oh, I don't have the right spray color, or I don't have the right paper, or I don't, or this is in the wrong, so I can't seem to find this. Oh, I'll just try again tomorrow. Nope, you want to make it as easy as possible to get into that space and get straight into the zone and get that 5 minutes done. So then that can roll into your 2 hours of work when it feels like it's only been 10 minutes. That's what we're all after, isn't it? So those are the 15 productivity tips that I use to get so much shit done. So let's go through them quickly again. We've got 1, time blocking. Ooh, it's my favorite and I love it. 2, get rid of distractions. 3 is to choose no more than 3 things to do during your work time. And 4, out of those 3 things, prioritize them. So what's the most important second thing? 5, organize your week. 6, eat the frog, whatever version that looks like to you. 7, balance your projects. Little creativity, little play, little a lot of admin, a bit of rest, a bit of thinking time. 8, automation as much as you can. 9, take a break and eat and drink. 10, acknowledge that some days are hard and just do a little bit. 11, listen to what you need. 12, accountability. Find an accountability buddy, whether it be a mentor or a creative friend. 13, avoid perfectionism. 14, exercise. And 15, prepare your studio space, no matter what that space is. I hope that you've found something in this long list of tips that will help boost your productivity. If you have any other productivity ideas, please tell me about it. You can email me or you can DM me on Instagram. Otherwise, I will see you next week. Thank you for tuning into the Art and Business and Murals podcast. Please feel free to reach out via email at podcasts@sarahscully.com or follow up the show notes on the website at sarahscully.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and fellow creatives. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I record this podcast, the Gubbi Gubbi people, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.